up to sort of your waist or something.
That's so you can get to the C channel, and then you can start beginning to take out the old plywood floor.
Right, you get basically get in the C channel and you can have access to the bolts. And every trailer is a little bit different as to how far gone it is, but you can determine sort of the extent of the rot and how creative you have to be in your panel removal or patches. The central panel typically is all covered with a vanity or something like that. So you can take that off all the way up to the window. But behind the tub and behind the black tank, you're likely to be doing some cutting.
Yeah, on mine, I went ahead and pulled the walls back. And one comment I would make to somebody if you're going to do that and save the Zolotone finish is where the two pieces overlap, run your little razor blade knife across that joint before you separate it. Otherwise, the paint that you're going to pry apart will chip in that area and it won't look so good when you put it back.
Yeah, that's a good tip actually, Tim. We've run into that too, but fortunately we were in the process of redoing the whole thing anyway, so it really didn't matter.
So, and then another thing you can do is you can buy, when you replace those rivets, you can get matching paint, like I think it was like an almond color. And when I just got a spray can of it, and I sprayed the paint into the can lid just to get some of the paint out. And I used like a little model type brush, little fine tip, and I would just dab the heads of all the rivets after they were set to hide, and you really can't tell unless you're, going in there and looking for it.
That's funny, Tim. I thought I came up with that idea of paint spraying the paint inside the lid.
East Coast, West Coast thing, man.
Guess everybody does
Yeah,
that.
yeah. But it was a good way because even when I went around the trailer and there was little messes up on the paint, which over 50 years there's gonna be. Just spray it in there, take the little dab, 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 and nobody but me really noticed. So that's
Right.
another little tip there.
Yeah, we do exactly the same thing. In fact, we've tried painting rivets and then popping them. Invariably, you chip some paint off in the popping process anyway, so.
Exactly. So, okay, there's another little tip for you. So now, how about we got the floors back? How do we get that floor out of there, the old floor? How do you know where to, let's say the back 8 inches of the floor is rotted. How do you know how big of a piece to put in there, where to cut it, and all that stuff? I'm talking about the subfloor.
Yeah, we just, we try and, if it's all the way across or a lot of the way across, we would literally draw a line all the way across, parallel with the next joint line. So it's not something kind of cockeyed that you're trying to create. And then we take a circular saw and you set the depth at depending on the era, but typically it's 5/8, and you run it right along a line all the way across. And then we'd go in with a pry bar or something and lever that section up and allow the plywood to pull forward. We'd usually put a longitudinal cut in it as well, so it can come out in a couple of sections. But it'll literally pull out from underneath the C channel in the wall, and you'll end up with that sort of C channel hanging in the wind there.
That's after you removed all the elevator bolts on the C channel and on the floor itself. What
Well,
do you recommend to remove those?
the funny thing is, more often than not, the whole purpose why you're repairing this is because, it's all rotted out there, and the elevator bolts aren't actually attaching to the wood. They're going through the frame and maybe into the C channel, but they've broken away around the wood, so you're left with a bunch of bolts clamping nothing.
It's more like peat moss.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but what we've done, oftentimes, if the things are halfway in place, you can just grab the nut with the vise grips and wiggle them back and forth, and you can get them to snap off.
Yeah, and not very difficult either. Just maybe two or three bends and dink, they'll come apart.
Right.
Yeah, that's the easiest way. I've heard of people trying to go in there with little saws and